请弟兄姊妹读圣经《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章，我们从第22节读起。
Acts chapter 2, verses 22.
我们读完了第36节。
Verses 22 through 36.
我们还是请弟兄读一节，姊妹继续的读一节。
I'll read it alternatively, brothers and sisters.
请弟兄先读。
Let's start with the brothers.
姊妹们，听我的话。
在你们中间事情异能奇事神迹将它证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you with the help of wicked men put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
So the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your holy one see decay.
你将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day.
大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他起誓，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上。
Seeing what has was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
So the hand of God has received from the Father the promise of His Spirit is poured out in you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for you.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。好，这一段呢，这是教会第一次开始大布道会啊。
And this is the first evangelist meeting for the church.
那一天呢，因为是过节的日子，所以啊，好多地方的人都聚集到耶路撒冷。
Many gathered that day due to a festival they had.
那一天的讲员呢，就是彼得。
And the speaker that day was Peter.
虽然是彼得在那里讲啊，还有11个使徒都在他背后站着。
And there were 11 disciples, apostles stood by him that day.
所以彼得那一篇的讲台啊，就是说不光是我一个人讲的，乃是我们全体使徒，我们来讲的，宣告一个大的信息。
So Peter did not just speak for himself, by himself alone, but he spoke for the entire body of the apostles.
那一天的主题呢，就是说彼得引经据典证明耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And through his topic, and Peter has used all the scriptures in the Old Testament to prove that Jesus Christ has been risen.
特别说前些日子你们杀死的那一个耶稣啊，神已经叫他从死里复活了。
The Jesus whom you crucified days ago, God had caused him to rise up again.
并且用神用右手将他高举了。
And God had exalted him with his right hand.
立他为主，为基督了。
And God has ordained him to be Christ, the Messiah.
所以这些以色列人一听啊，哎呀，他们都害怕。
And they were all shaken after hearing such gospel.
哎呀，我们前几天我们是犯的大罪呀。
He says we have greatly sinned.
我们以为把耶稣钉死十字架是应该做的事。
And we thought that to crucify Jesus was something that we ought to do.
哪里知道我们把一位主杀了。
And never did we know that we had killed our Lord.
他复活了
and he had resurrected.
而且现在他是主，是基督了
and now he is Lord and he is Christ.
所以他们都觉得扎心
and their heart was deeply touched.
他们说哎呀，那我们怎么办呢
and they asked themselves, what can we do now?
使徒们说你应该悔改
and Peter told them that you need to repent.
不但是相信主耶稣是耶稣是主是基督而且更信他已经复活了
Not only believe that Jesus is the Lord the Christ and to believe that he has resurrected
所以你们一面悔改
And on one hand you need to repent
一面受浸
And on the other hand you need to be baptized
洗去你们那个不信那个钉他十字架的那个罪
And to cleanse the sin of unbelief and to cleanse the sin of crucifying Jesus on the cross
脱离那个反对耶稣的那个集团从那里出来
And to leave the group that was against Jesus
所以那一天呢这个以色列人得救的有多少三千人呢
And at that day 3,000 Jews was saved
啊，他们听到扎心的就是杀害的耶稣已经被神立作主基督
And what stirred their heart was that the Jesus that they killed had been exalted to be the Christ, the Lord.
好今天晚上呢我想继续昨天的那个说的那个橄榄树
And tonight I'd like to continue my sharing last night regarding the olive tree.
我们提到圣经记载有棵橄榄树呢它不愿意做王他就是愿意做我的橄榄树照常地出橄榄油
And it was recorded in Judges that the olive tree was not willing to sway over the trees to be the king
可能当时的人说橄榄树你这个傻瓜了现在我们推举你做王为什么不干呢
Perhaps some trees would say you're so foolish why is it that you're not willing to be the king when we want you to
人家别人做王是动刀动枪你这个现在推举你你都不做
And we're electing you without a sword or a knife, and then yet you're not willing.
橄榄树说：“我生来就是橄榄树，我生来就是为着除橄榄油的。”
But the olive tree said that the purpose for my existence is to produce the oil.
我除橄榄油是我人生的意义，人生的目的，我非常的安息。
And it is the significance, it is the purpose of my life, and I rest in that.
你叫我飘飘然在那里做王，我做不来的。
And I'm not willing to be exalted to be the king.
所以他不肯做。
And therefore he was not willing.
那么有人问他说，你除橄榄油有什么了不起的？
And so some may say, what's the big deal that you produce the olive oil?
你这一辈子出来的油才值多少钱呢？
And what is the value to all these oil that you produce?
他说我不知道，我只知道这个油啊，神要用它。
He says, I do not know, but one thing I knew is that God will use it.
我除油我就供奉在神面前。
And the oil I produce, I will use that to honor God.
神用不用它呢？
Whether he used it or not.
那昨天我们看到，神不但要用这些橄榄油，而且要大用橄榄油。
And last night we did realize that not only God had used those oil, but he greatly used it.
橄榄树被造，有创造天地的时候，橄榄树就被造了啊。
And the olive tree was created at the day that God created heaven and earth.
年年出油。
And every year they were produced, they would yield oil.
出到这个。差不多到了3500年以前
year after year it did so until 3500 years ago
好像这橄榄油除了给人吃以外啊，好像没有什么大作用
it seems like apart from assumption there is no much use to the oil
但是在3500年以前左右啊
but about 3500 years ago
神就兴起摩西来
God had raised up Moses.
把以色列人呢从埃及为奴之地带出来了。
And he led all the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
这时候说这些人才是属于神的人。
And he said that these people were the people of God.
所以这个工作做得很大。
And he had done a great task.
然后呢，把他们带到一个地方。
And he led them to a place.
神就开始啊，把这些人啊加以训练。
And God trained these people.
啊，一面呢给他们编族。
On one hand, he grouped them.
从那个乌合之众啊，变成有条有理，一对一对的。
And he grouped them into tribes and groups.
然后呢，就给他们法律。
And gave him the law,
或者叫律法
or law commandments.
就叫这些人呢，不是是乱七八糟无知之徒。
So that they were not people who were just not learned and they're not disorganized.
但是有他们的生活、他们栖居、他们人生的目的、人生的意义都根据这个法律。
But all the purpose and the significance of their lives were based on the law that was given.
在那个时候，世界上有法律的这个团体国家不多呀。
At that time, not very many parts of the country, the world had such law.
那么以色列呢就被编组起来了。
And the Israelite people were organized that way.
那么神就告诉以色列，告在这个律法中就规定有两大项，两大项目或两大。
And there were two sections to the law that was given to them.
第一，你们应该怎样的来侍奉神。
First category, talk about how you should serve God.
第二，你们应该怎样的彼此和谐。
And second category talked about how they should be with one another.
那么怎么样侍奉神的里面呢？
And how do we serve God?
他要在这个以色列人居住的中心呢要造一个帐幕。
And they were to build a tabernacle in the midst of their dwelling.
帐幕里面有各样的器具。
Inside the tabernacle, there's many different kinds of articles.
那么最中心呢有一个月柜。
In the middle of the tabernacle, there's the Ark of Covenant.
那么神就借着这个帐幕和以色列人相会。
And that became the meeting place between God and the Israelites.
象征说神和这些人就同住在一起。
And it symbolized that God dwelt among man.
在那个时候，就是全世界人类中独一的有这么一个团体，有这么一个民族。
And there was among all the nations of the world, that was the only one unique nation.
就是神和人住在一起。
In which God dwelt among man.
那么在这个是在这些人中的。
And among these people,
神又选出来亚伦做大祭司。
And God has chosen Aaron to be the high priest.
他的地位就有特别了。
And his position was being exalted.
他就做人和神之间的一个中间人。
And Aaron became the mediator between God and man.
那么这些法则规定好以后，
And once all the decree was given,
要它生效，什么时候开始生效呢？
And when has it taken effect?
有一个就职典礼或者是一个启用典礼。
And there was a ceremony for all these laws and decree to be put in effect.
那么摩西就照着神的吩咐，就拿这个橄榄油来。
And Moses, according to the command of the Lord, took the olive oil.
然后加上几种的香料。
And add a few spices to it.
调成了膏油。
And it has mixed it into anointing oil.
然后把这个膏油啊，来膏这个帐幕里头，帐幕各样的器具都用这个膏来膏。
He had anointed the tabernacle and everything that's within the tabernacle with this anointing oil.
也倒在这个大祭司亚伦的头上来膏他。
He also anointed the high priest Aaron with this anointing oil.
这就是启用典礼。
And that was the inauguration, that was the ceremony.
就是这么一膏就变成神圣的东西了。
And once that it has been anointed, it became sacred.
所以就第一次橄榄油啊，到这个时候起了大作用。
Therefore, we see this first time that great olive oil was put into great use.
那任何事情啊，若不是被神用啊，都没有价值。
And without it being used by God, nothing has value.
只要一被神用啊，才有真正的价值。
It will have true meaning and value once it will be it's used by God.
说橄榄油在大约3500年以前呢，因着摩西就起了一个大的作用。
So we see the olive oil was put into great use about 3,500 years ago by Moses.
所以这个橄榄油就称为圣膏油。
And the olive oil became the sacred anointing oil.
就增加了这个膏的价值。
And it has greatly increased its value.
后来呢，这个又用这个油啊膏君王。
And later on, they used the same anointing oil to anoint kings.
君王就职的时候。
And when the kings were in this inaugural,
就用这个膏油来膏。
And they would anoint him with the sacred oil.
当初神叫撒母耳先膏这个大卫。
And God had first commanded Samuel to anoint.
那么大卫开头的时候做大卫支派的王。
And to anoint David, he became the David of his tribe.
后来又膏他做以色列的王。
He first became the king over Judah, and then he became king over all in entire Israel.
都是因着这个膏，他就成了王了。
It was all due to the anointing of the sacred anointing oil that he became the king.
那么这个大概在四千年以前。
And that's roughly about 4,000 years ago.
不是，3,000年以前。
About 3,000 years ago.
那么大卫之后呢？
And after David,
这个以色列人失败了。
And the nation of Israel failed.
人被掳到巴比伦去。
And they were all taken into captivity into Babylon.
还有很多人被杀在耶路撒冷。
Many were slaughtered in the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷连圣殿全数都破坏了。
And in Jerusalem, along with its temple, were completely destroyed.
可以说是一片焦土。
It was completely burned.
这样呢，耶路撒冷就荒凉了七十年之久。
And therefore, the land of Jerusalem became desolate for 70 years.
所以好像以色列亡国了。
And it seems like the nation of Israel have fallen.
神的国没有了。
And the kingdom of God has fallen.
神的百姓没有了。
The people of God has fallen.
神也没有办法显他的荣耀了。
And there's no way for God to manifest His glory.
但是神感动了那个在外边的以色列人。
But God had moved all these remnants of the Israelites.
他们虽然是在被掳之地。
Even though they were in the land of slavery.
但是被神的灵一感动的时候。
But when they were moved by the Spirit of God.
说我们要回来。
And they said, we want to return.
重新建造圣殿。
We want to rebuild the temple.
重新建造耶路撒冷。
We want to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
这个就是很不容易一件事。
And that was something that was not easy for them to do.
第一，路途遥远。
Because first of all, it was a long journey.
道路非常艰难。
It was a difficult journey.
第二，他们都在外邦，都安家立业了。
And secondly, they had all settled their homes in this foreign land.
耶路撒冷什么都没有。
And in the land of Jerusalem, they had nothing.
所以要回来啊，重新的建造就是很难的事。
So to rebuild after returning is something very difficult.
但是被神的灵一感动的时候。
But when they were touched and moved by the Spirit of God.
立刻就把自己的家业撇下来。
They have forsaken all their land, their belongings and possessions.
父老携幼的要回到这个耶路撒冷。
And all of them young and old, they returned to Jerusalem.
不怕路上艰难。
They were not afraid of the difficulty along the way.
要走好几个月才能走到耶路撒冷。
They would need to travel several months to get to Jerusalem.
他们终于走回来了。
And finally, they did return to the land.
为着要重建神的殿。
The sole purpose was to rebuild the temple of God.
他们也是在那里开始建造神的圣殿。
And they did rebuild the temple of God.
好，他们有一个信仰的中心来敬拜神。
And they had a worship center.
但是呢，做了不久呢。
But not long after that.
他们有点疲累了。
They were tired.
加上啊，四围的仇敌啊，说话恐吓他们。
And there were many enemies who threatened them.
说你们再建的时候，我们就要毁掉你们。
He says, if you continue building, we shall destroy your works.
说他们一面害怕。
So on one hand, they were fearful.
一面也疲累了。
And they were weary.
后来就停工了。
And therefore, they stopped their work.
他们没有气力再重新建造。
They did not have the strength to rebuild again.
这个时候神就打发先知来鼓励他们。
And then it was at that moment God sent prophets to encourage them.
因为先知看到一个说不定异象。
Because a prophet saw a vision.
看到一个金灯台。
He saw a lampstand.
有七个灯盏。
And there were seven lights on it.
有油啊住在灯盏里面。
And there was oil through the pipe going into the lights.
这个灯才能亮。
And the lights were enlightened.
这个油却不干，流不会中断，不会中断，也不会干。
And the supply of the oil never runs dry.
因为有两棵橄榄树。
Because there were two olive trees standing by the lampstand.
这两棵橄榄树都有树的枝子。
And they have branches.
把油啊注到灯盏里边。
And they have pipes going into the lampstand.
因为出于橄榄树，所以这个油是不断的。
And because oil came from the tree, so it was continual supply of oil.
所以那个灯非常的明亮。
And the lamp burned very bright.
先知就问神说：“这个什么意思呢？”
So the prophet asked God, "What does this mean?"
那么，神就告诉先知说
：“And God had told the prophet,
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。”乃是我的灵，依靠我的灵方能成事。
He said, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God.
说这个橄榄油啊，就是我的灵。
And therefore, this oil, olive oil, represents my Spirit.
这个灯台能够放光啊，就是全是因着我的灵。
And the lampstand is able to give light, it's all because of my Spirit.
苏罗巴伯，你们那个人呢，不是靠着你们这点力量。
And Zerubbabel, it's not because of you or your strength.
那是靠着我的灵。
It was because of my strength.
你们不要怕。
My spirit. Don't be afraid.
这个殿呢，我靠着灵就会建造成功。
And this temple will be built because of my spirit.
所以这个苏罗巴伯还有以色列人受到这个鼓励。
So all the Israelites along with Zerubbabel were encouraged.
他们重新呢把圣殿建造起来。
And they rebuilt the temple of God.
所以这一次呢，就是因着橄榄油，所以激励起来，把他们重新把它建造起来。
So they were encouraged by the vision of the olive oil.
这个话呢，离开现在有2500年的样子，2450年。
And this took place about 2400 years ago.
所以橄榄油啊，到了旧约时代啊，这几次的重要的表现。
And there is certain several times that the olive oil was greatly used in the Old Testament.
所以橄榄树啊，可以得安慰了。
And perhaps the olive oil can take comfort in that.
不被人轻看了。
The olive trees may say, I will not no longer be despised by man.
因为神要用它出来的油。
Because God wants to use the oil that it produces.
但是呢，在旧约时代，橄榄油的表现呢，都是一些象征的。
But in the Old Testament, all the manifested usage of the olive oil is just a symbol.
那么象征什么呢
？And what does it symbolize？
原来象征啊，一个非常重要的一个目的地目的。
It symbolizes a very important purpose。
到了新约里才出现了。
And it was revealed in the New Testament。
这个橄榄油的价值不光是在旧约里头那几次的表现。
Not only you see the manifested usage of the olive oil in the Old Testament for several times,
实在要到新约的时候才有那个真正的表现。
You will see its ultimate purpose in the New Testament.
那么这一个表现呢，也就是全本圣经的中心。
And that ultimate purpose is the center message of the Bible.
也是我们的信仰的终点。
It is the foundation of our beliefs.
所以这个到了新约圣经的时候
and therefore in the New Testament
就写出来这个橄榄油啊这个膏油啊到后来到底做成了什么最大的事
and it manifested the greatest the ultimate usage of the olive oil
那么这个就是指着我们的主耶稣基督说的
and it spoke of our Lord Jesus Christ
我们耶稣是他是我们的主做人的名字。
And Jesus was a name that it was given to him on earth.
但是、啊、虽然是神给他起的名字。
Even though it was a name given by God.
他的意思说要把他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And it means that he would save his people from their sins.
为什么要称他做基督呢
？And why is it that it addressed him as the Christ?
哦，这里面呢有点包含着很丰富的意义的。
And in it is a very abundant meanings.
当初翻译我们中文圣经的人呢
And those translators of the Chinese Bible,
那么照着这个音呢，翻了一个基利斯都。
And they translate Christ into using a homonym.
啊，基利斯都。
Which is a.
就是、啊、
基利斯。
哎，后来说这个名字太、Christo? 这个字太多了啊。
And but it was just too many words to it.
就把中间两个字、啊、去掉，就叫做基督。
So they changed Christo to Christ.
但是基督什么意思呢？
But what does Christ mean?
这个耶稣嘛，已经解释过了，他要把他的百姓从罪里救出来。
And we have explained the meaning of the name Jesus means to save his people from their sins.
那么基督什么意思呢？
And what does Christ mean?
以前在台湾的时候，
And back in those times in Taiwan,
我们有一个弟兄。
We had a brother.
他说：“哎呀，这个基督什么意思？”
He asked, "What is the meaning of the Christ?"
基嘛是根基喽，督那么是建督喽。
So those two words probably means a foundation.
哎，我说这个不是能扯字哈、啊，来解释的。
And you cannot interpret the name; it is word by word.
这个基督的意思就是这个膏油啊，膏的这个人。
And Christ means the anointed one.
就是耶稣被这个膏油橄榄油做的膏油也膏一时候他就成了基督了
So once Jesus had been anointed by the sacred anointing oil he became the Christ
哎呀这个橄榄油到了这个时候哎这个价值太高了
So you see the greatest value of this olive oil
把耶稣膏成了基督
It has anointed Jesus to become the Christ
哎这里面呢有一段呢非常丰富的故事
And it has a very rich story behind this
所以我们基督徒啊这个当时应该认识我们的主耶稣基督。
So for us Christians, we need to know who this Christ is.
神为什么膏他
？Why is it that God has anointed Jesus?
为什么我们也都叫做基督徒
？Why is it that we are called addressed as Christians?
我们都是一些受膏者下来的人。
Because we were all anointed.
啊。那么这个基督是怎么来的呢
And where does this term Christ came from?
为什么耶稣受了膏呢
Why was it Jesus anointed?
因为啊，当初神打发他的儿子来做救主的时候
And when God the Father has sent his son to become the Savior
他不是来到地上就一个王的身份来的
He did not come as a king
他是一个非常卑微的人
But he became a humble man
甚至是个仆人
and he became a servant
他也不是从天上掉下来就这么一个大人
and he did not just all of a sudden descend from heaven as an adult
他也在母亲的肚子里面承孕
and he was impregnated in the womb of his mother
他也不是怀孕呢三个月就生出来了
and he was not just a 3 months pregnancy
他是非常照着人的这个 生产情形按照时候就生下来了
He went through the natural process of a normal pregnancy and was born at the due time
那时候人都不知道这一个婴孩就是神称为的一个人
And no one at that time that knew that this infant was God becoming man
以后他是慢慢地长大
Because he grew gradually
圣经很少写他少年儿童时候什么事情很少说
The Bible did give little account of his stories when he was young
这个人呢也不是生在耶路撒冷乃是生在非常贫穷落后的一个地区
And he was not born in the city of Jerusalem but he was born in a very poor area
叫做拿撒勒这个 小城
He was raised up in Nazareth this little town
拿撒勒在犹太人的眼中看呢，就是乡下人、落后地区的。
And Nazareth to these Jerusalem people in Jerusalem thinking that it's just a small village.
所以耶稣一生啊，就是被人瞧不起。
So throughout his life, Jesus was despised by man.
他家庭也是贫穷家庭。
He came from a poor family.
他也没有受过什么高等教育。
He did not receive a higher education.
所以他30岁开始出来传道。
So when he came out, when he was 30 years ago and began, years old and began his ministry,
没有人瞧得起他。
Nobody had any respect for him.
连他自己家乡的人呢，都看不起他。
Not even his own village people.
不管他讲得多好。
It doesn't matter how great a sermon he preached.
他不是木匠的儿子吗？
And they all said, wasn't he just the son of the carpenter?
他家里人我们都认识嘛。
We knew all about it, their families.
这个有什么了不起？
And he's nothing great.
所以他一生啊，是被人藐视。
Therefore, throughout his lifetime, he was despised by man.
被人欺负。
He was mistreated by man.
我们大家都懂得，人要瞧不起我们，我们非常的难过。
And all of us would feel pretty bad when other people mistreat us.
受侮辱的那个味道非常的叫人伤痛啊。
And it's very hurtful when you're embarrassed by man.
主耶稣一生啊就被人侮辱。
But that's the way with Jesus all throughout his life.
特别是那些在当时的那些有学问的、有地位的人都看不起他。
And those people who were learned people and did not regard him as someone really great.
能看得其他的人多半那些平民还有罪人。
And those who respected him but sinners and poor people.
说他在这个情形之下把神的心意来讲出来。
And was in, under these circumstances of God, he had preached the heart of God.
所以你读一读这个四本福音书，你看当初耶稣说的那些话呀，真是好啊。
And you, if you read the four Gospels, you will be touched by the words of Jesus at the time.
所以很多当时的平民、穷人都愿意来到主的跟前。
And all these people who were poor were so willing to come before Jesus at that time.
他就告诉我们，你们都是天父的好儿女啊。
And because he would tell them that you are the children of our Heavenly Father.
天父爱你们。
That our Heavenly Father loves you.
所以欢迎他的，这都是些平民、罪人、穷人。
It was just all these laymen and poor people and sinners who welcomed him.
那么高级的人员呢，都反对他。
And those who had high status in the society was against him.
但是呢，他还是不更改他的这个题目。
But nevertheless, he did not change his topic, his subject.
他在地上活了不过33岁多一点。
He only lived to 33 and a half years old.
招惹了当时的领袖们的记恨。
And he had people were jealous of him.
Yeah, jealous.那么最后知道把他钉死在十字架上。
And eventually they crucified him.
他没有犯什么死罪。
He did not sin.
但是却遭受了最残酷的刑罚。
But yet he has endured the most cruel crime, punishment.
他没有犯过罪。
He never sinned.
他的罪案呢在他的十字架上就是说这个人是犹太人的王。
And his only sentence was that he was the king of the Jews.
啊，就这样啊，在这个种无理的光景中啊，把他杀死。
So without a reason, they murdered him.
好像神所打发来的这个重要的仆人，他的儿子却遭受了这样的惨痛的刑罚。
So this son of God, this great servant whom God has sent, has endured such a cruel punishment.
哪里知道这是神的旨意？
We never knew, they never knew that it was the will of God.
神要做一个更大的事。
And God was going to accomplish something greater.
就叫他死了以后，第三天又叫他复活了。
That he would resurrect on the third day.
耶稣的死固然是重要。
And the death of Jesus was important.
因为他那个死就担当了所有人的罪。
Because it bore the sin of us all.
你信他，你的罪就完全得到赦免。
And once you believe him, all your sins are forgiven.
但是他的复活更重要。
But his resurrection is even more important.
因为他再复活的时候。
Because when he resurrected,
他成了灵。
He became a spirit.
这个灵啊，带着神的生命。
That this spirit carried the life of God.
所有信他的人。
That all those who believe in him.
不但是你的罪 得着赦免。
Not only your sins were forgiven.
而你得着一个新的生命。
And you have received a new life.
这个生命和神的生命完全一样。
And this new life that we receive is exactly the same as life of God.
就是借着耶稣而成的。
It was through Jesus that such was accomplished.
你信这位主耶稣。
When you believe in this Lord Jesus,
你就得着这个生命。
You will obtain this life.
我们圣经的话叫做重生。
And in the terminology of the Bible, it is to be born again.
所以我们传福音呢。
So when we preach,
不是光传一个道理。
When we preach the gospel, we do not just preach a doctrine.
乃是传一个福音。
But it's to preach a good news.
你信这位耶稣。
And you believe in this Jesus,
你就罪得赦免,
your sins will be forgiven,
不至灭亡,
and you will not perish,
而且得着一个永远的生命,
you will receive an eternal life.
我们为什么说弟兄姊妹我们都是一棵橄榄树呢?
Why is it that we say that each one of us is an olive tree?
因为我们得着重生了,
because we were born again.
我们原来的生命啊
And the life,
都是不好的生命。
The life that we had before was so base.
但是我们的主给我们一个新的橄榄树的生命。
But God is giving us the life in the olive tree.
才能出橄榄油啊。
Therefore we can reproduce the olive oil.
没有这个命你不能没办法出这个油。
Without the life of olive tree, you cannot produce its oil.
不过有人出的多。
And some people will produce more oil than the others. 有人出
的油出的很少。
Some will produce fewer, less.
或多或少我们总是重生了、啊、
But more or less, we're all born again.
我们盼望我们以后勉励我们好好做一棵橄榄树。
And I really hope that we can all encourage one another to be a good olive tree.
我们人生目的就是出油。
Because the purpose for our life is to produce oil.
让神来大用。
That to be greatly used by God.
所以耶稣呢，他不但是死了。
So not only Jesus died.
第三天他又复活了。
And he resurrected on the third day.
这是一件大事。
That was something great.
世界的人要庆贺圣诞节。
And all these in the world would celebrate Christmas.
其实更应该庆贺复活节。
And they should celebrate Easter even more.
复活节更重要。
Because it's even more important.
因为他复活了，我们才能得重生。
And because we are able to be born again due to his resurrection.
所以啊，那一天，无旬节那一天，是彼得说，你们要以色列家。当确实地知道你们说杀害的那一位耶稣神已经叫他复活从死里把他释放出来了
So on the day of Pentecost Peter told all the Israelites that the house of Israel be assured of this that Jesus whom you have crucified God had raised him and exalted him
而且立他为主为基督了
And God exalted him to be the Lord, the Christ.
这个主啊，就是宇宙的主。
And to be Lord is to be Lord of all the universe.
这个基督呢，就是高神真正的高油高的那个基督。
And to be Christ is one who are truly anointed by God.
以前呢，所有的受膏的都是些预表。
And in the past, all the anointing in the Old Testament are but symbolism.
真正的受膏的乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
But the one who is truly being anointed is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣经有好几段圣经。
Therefore, in several passages throughout the Bible,
就描写这主耶稣他怎么样成为主是基督。
It describes how Jesus becomes the Lord the Christ.
譬如说吧，以弗所书第一章。
For example, Ephesians chapter 1.
神这个保这个使徒保罗为我们祷告
and Apostle Paul pray for us
求神呢、啊、就是荣耀的父、啊、把那个智慧和启示的灵啊赏给我们
that God would give us a spirit of revelation and wisdom
使我们能够真认识我们的主
that we may truly know him
没有这个灵啊你不能真认识他
And without the Spirit of God, you cannot truly know Him.
而且照明我们这个心眼。
And to enlighten the eyes of our hearts.
让心眼不开呀，你不认识主到底做什么。
Because if the eyes of your hearts were not open, you're not able to understand what God has accomplished.
所以求这个智慧 和启示的灵开我们的心眼。
Therefore, Paul is praying that God would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to open the eyes of our hearts.
并且要叫我们知道。
That we may know.
他在我们身上那个旨意啊，神的那个旨意多有荣耀。
And how glorious is His purpose toward us.
他在这个圣徒的得的基业何等有。荣耀的丰盛
and the riches of his glory of the inheritance among the saints
还有呢并且叫我们更叫我们知道
and so we would know even more
神在基督身上运行的一个大能大力
that the power that is working in Jesus this great might
这个大能大力啊不是那个原子爆炸的乃是生命的大能大力
it is not an atomic power but it's the power of life
说这个力量就是叫他在基督身上所运行的那个大能大力
It was a great might that was exerted in Jesus Christ
叫他从死里复活
It was this might that caused him to resurrect
而且叫他升起来
And to be exalted
把他叫他升高
To be risen
叫他坐在天上至大者的右边
to be exalted and to sit at the right hand of the Almighty God
远超过生的时候远超过一切执政的
and surpasses all of rulership
掌权的
all authority
有能的
all power
有 主治的
all dominion
还有一切有名的
and every title that was given
不但是超过今世的
And not only surpass the things of this life,
连来世的也都超过了。
Even in the life to come, he has surpassed them all.
让他升为至高。
That he was exalted to be the greatest.
谁最高呢？
And who is the greatest?
基督最高。
Jesus is the highest.
谁最大呢？
Who is the highest?
基督最大。
The greatest is the Christ.
超过万名之上的名。
It's a name that surpasses all names.
所以这个基督当我们听到基督的时候
So when we hear the term Christ
我们应该有一个看见说他是最高的
We should see that he is the most high
他是最大的
He is the greatest
全宇宙是掌握在他的手中、啊、
That the entire universe is within his hand
一切的君王元首都是在他的掌握之中、啊、
And all leadership and authority is within his control
一个国家兴旺一个国家衰微也在他的手中
The rise and fall of a nation is within the hand of God
我们基督徒啊是受他来管理的
And our life is in his control
所以我们不要担心别的事情啊
So we do not need to worry about things
他不许可没有一件事可以领导我们
If he, without his permission nothing will befall us
他是基督
Because he is the Christ
他是一切的元首
That he is the head of overall
我们感谢赞美主
We thank and praise the Lord
他是那个受高的
That he is the anointed one
高到一个地步没有超过他的
That he was anointed to a point that nothing would surpass him
神将一切的权柄什么都归在他的手中
God has given him all authorities in heaven and earth
所以我们基督徒啊不要这个低头愁眉苦脸啊
So do not frown and just bow your head
我们应该扬眉吐气
We should stand up straight
我虽然是穷我是基督的徒基督徒
Even though I may be poor but I'm a Christian
我虽然是很卑微但是我是基督徒
Even though I may be base but I am a Christian
我的主大过你的主
My Lord surpasses is higher than your Lord
我的主高过你们的主
And my Lord's over your Lord
所以这个橄榄树他说你叫我做王我不要做王
Therefore the olive trees that I'm not willing to sway over the trees and to be king of the trees
我出游就是我的生命的意义
Because the significance and meaning of my life is to produce the olive oil
有一张圣经啊
And there's one chapter in the Bible
这个我认为啊就是基督受膏的就职典礼
And I think it's an inaugural ceremony of Jesus becoming the Christ.
基督一复活以后
And once Jesus has resurrected,
他要就职为基督了
And he is inaugurated to be the Christ.
我们读一读那句也好、啊、
Let's turn to this passage.
启示录
In Revelation.
第五章
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录圣经末了一卷、啊、
It is the last book in the Bible.
启示录第五章。这样，我在读，请弟兄姊妹看到自己的圣经啊。
And I will read it, and please look at your Bible.
说我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，有七印封严了。
Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and scale with seven seals, sealed with seven seals.
这个书书卷就卷起来的啊，这个书，然后呢封严了。
It was a scroll that was sealed with seven seals.
我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
And I saw the mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?
这个第四章啊，这个前面就说那个就职基督就职典礼啊，那个布置的情形，嗨，那就是场面规模远超过华盛顿那个国会那个前面那个啊。
In chapter 4, the chapter that preceding this, it described the scene that was set for this inauguration.
我不要读了哈，什么二十四个长老的宝座。
And was thrown with 20, surrounded by 24 elders.
四个活物。
And was four creatures.
千万的天使天君。
And thousands of angels and army.
都来参观这个就职典礼。基督就职典礼啊
！They all came as a witness to this inauguration of the Christ.
那么第五章这里说，就在那个大雄壮的背景之下。
And in chapter 5, it says that in such a grand setting.
就说到有一个书卷被七个印封严了。
There was a scroll that was sealed by seven seals.
那么这个天使就说了啊，这个第三节啊。
Verse 3.
在第二节说谁配展开那书卷？第三节说在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的。
Verse 3 says, but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it.
没有一个人能够把那个七印解开，把这个书卷打开，看看上面写的是什么。
No one is able to open the seal to open the scroll to see what's written inside of it.
这个书卷呢，可以总括一句话，叫做宇宙的奥秘。
And the scroll is the mystery of the entire universe.
宇宙为什么有天地万物？
Why is it there is a heaven and earth and all the creation in the world?
天地万物中为什么有这些有灵的人？
And why is among all these creations there's a living soul?
每一个人都是非常特别的。
Every living creature, every living human are very special, unique.
每一个人这个不满六尺高，他的那个思想啊比宇宙都大。
But we may be under 6 feet, but our concept, our minds are greater than the universe.
那个思想啊，上至一千年，下到一千年。
And our minds can reach 1,000 years before past or in the future.
形形色色研究不完的。
And we can research so many things.
但是呢，人人都有一个毛病。
But everyone had a problem.
人无百年寿，不到一百年。
And no one can live up to 100 years.
常带千年忧。
But they will carry worries that's worth 1,000 years.
所以每个人都是你也最多也不过活一百年呢、啊。
So even though that we can live no more than 100 years,
都担心一千年后啊，天天压在你身上。
And but the worries from 1,000 years later would be crushing you.
说每一个人那个脸呢，就是个哭脸呢、啊。
And everybody's face is frowning.
自己害自己嘛。
And we're just and killing ourselves.
人都要想，但是想到底这个宇宙，哎呀，真是奥秘啊。
And we were thinking, well, how wondrous is the universe?
这就是那个书卷。
And that is the scroll.
为什么叫奥秘呢？
Why is it? It's a mystery.
没有人能够解得开。
Because no one can open it.
上下古今多少几千成万的哲学家都试验解开这个宇宙的奥秘。
All the philosophers in the ages past and was not able to open up the mystery of the universe.
没有人能解开。
No one is able to do that.
也没有人配解开。
No one is worthy to do that.
所以他说天上地上地底下没有人能解开。
Therefore it says no one in heaven and earth or under the earth is worthy.
第四节说 因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。约翰说我就大哭。
Verse 4, John said, I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside.
第五节。
And verse 5,
长老中又一位对我说，不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他一得胜，能以展开那书卷，解开那七印。
Then one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. See, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals.
那就指着主耶稣说的。
And that is pointing to Jesus Christ.
只有他配解开。
Because only him, he is worthy to open it.
下面我们再看。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
Verse 6, Then I saw the Lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
那么现在基督都出现了啊。
And now you see that the Christian is being manifested.
他出现的时候还是个羔羊。
And when the Christ is being manifested, it was still a lamb.
他是刚刚被杀的。
It was a lamb that was just slain.
当时现在复活了啊。
And now he has risen.
哎，他是羔羊，他又复活了。
And it was a lamb that has been risen.
正是指着复活的基督啊。
And that pointing to the resurrected Christ.
他拿来就拿着这个书卷啊，他伸手把这个书卷拿来了。
And he took over the scroll.
第一，他配。
What, first of all, he is worthy.
第二，他能够展开。
And secondly, he is able to open the scroll.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
这个四活物就代表与全世界全一切的活的活的东西啊，活的。
And the four creatures represented all the living creatures of the entire world.
二十四位长老就代表宇宙受造的二十四个年长的。那个他们是也是坐宝座的。
And the 24 elders represented the 24 that was elder that was being created.
这个时候他们通通的要向这个羔羊下拜。
So all of them knelt before this lamb.
全宇宙各个族类各个受造都在羔羊面前下拜。
And every tribe and nations and all creature were bow before this lamb.
那么接着还接着呢也有圣徒的祷告像香一样的升上来。
And the prayer of the saints were ascending like the incense.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他们唱新歌说你配拿书卷配解开七印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中埋了人来叫他们归于神第十节又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神在地上执掌王权
Verse 9 and verse 10 okay. And they sing a new song You're worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God and they will reign on the earth.
所以受造中的领头的人向羔羊下拜。为什么呢？因为只有你配拿这个书卷，配揭开七印。那就是说你懂得宇宙的一切的事你配你能够知道你能够解释 你能够展展开。
And so the leader of all the creatures bow before this Christ, and because he is worthy and he's able to open the scroll, because he is able to understand the mystery of the entire universe, and he's able to explain it.
几千年的宇宙之谜，没有能解开。
And for thousands of years, the mysteries of the universe was not opened.
人生之谜没有人解开。
It was not revealed, and the mystery of life, it was not revealed.
因为它是个奥秘。
Because it is a mystery.
现在只有这个被杀的羔羊，它能够解开了。
And only this lamb that was slain is able to open it.
它其中有一句更重要的话。
And there's something, a statement that's very important.
当他被杀的时候。
And when he was slain,
他流的那个血是称作宝血。
And the blood that he shed was the precious blood.
这个宝的意思不是指着哎呀这个血呀、啊、这个万能的啊摸头就头不痛了摸腿就腿不痛了啊不是那个意思。
It is a precious blood, not because if you touch it with on your head or place that was hurt, the pain would go away.
好多把这个主的宝血这个用的太特别了。
And some people would misuse the precious blood of the lamb in a very strange way.
哎，哪个地方啊？有个十字架上耶稣啊！哎呀，勒庞真是流血了。
And if they see a statue of Jesus and had a bleeding side,
赶快去接到拿回家去。
And they would try to get some of the blood.
能治百病啊。
And would heal all sicknesses.
不是那个宝的意思。
It's not precious in that sense.
哎，那是贵重。
And because it means it's precious.
这个价钱太贵重了。
It is valuable.
做什么呢？
And to do what?
把我们买了来的。
That it is used is precious because it redeemed all of us.
我们是被主用宝血买回来的。
And brother and sister, do you know that you were purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb?
我们不要看清自己啊。
Do not look lightly upon yourselves.
我们不是大减价的时候好像被推出来的。
We were not purchased on sale.
弟兄姊妹你们太贵重了。
And brother and sister, you're so precious.
主出了这么贵重的代价帮我们买回来的。我们在神的面前太宝贵了。
We are so precious before the presence of God because we're purchased by this precious blood.
从各方各族各地，不但是白人、红人、什么黄人，无论是哪个地方都买回来。
He has purchased us from all nations and tribes and everywhere, and every one of us.
所以在地位上说，我们是被主买回来的。
So our position is a person being purchased by God.
我们就是做奴隶，做神的奴隶。
And if we're a slave, we're a slave to God.
我在神面前我不自由。
And to God, I am not free.
在生命上来说，我们是被神生的。
And we are being born by God.
不要自暴自弃、啊、
Do not despise yourself and forgive and give up on yourselves.
我们是归于神的。
Because we are the person who belong to God.
我们神的国民。
We are the people of God.
我们神的祭司。
We are the priests of God.
我们每一个人都是侍奉神的。
Every one of us will serve God.
在地上还要执掌王权啊。
And we will have authority and dominion on earth.
我们不是世界的奴隶。
We are not a slave of this world.
我们是在世界超过之上。
We are surpassing this world.
那个圣经告诉我们，与基督一同掌权呢。
The Bible says we shall reign with Christ.
所以这个基督出来的时候就不得了啊。
And it is a great matter for Christ to appear.
他叫做基，那个说是基督，不要忘记哈，他就是高又高的那一位。
And don't forget that he is the Christ, the Anointed One.
啊，所以末了十一节说，我又看见且听见宝座与活物，并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万呢。
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000s. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders.
这个就职典礼不得了，雄壮的不得了。
And that was a grand inauguration.
而且他们大声说。
And they shout with a loud voice.
曾经被杀的羔羊是配得 权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.
从前在大陆的时候，到了时候都喊万岁万岁万岁。
And in mainland China, sometimes we would say hail, hail.
看看这是小儿科。
It's nothing compared to this.
不但是不到一万岁啊，不到一百岁就完了。
You can't even live to 100 years, let alone 10,000 years.
最多五十年、三十年呢，你就完了啊。
Maybe 30, 50 years and you're gone. 只有
一个颂赞呢，到永永远远呢。
But here, the praising lasts forever and ever.
所以耶稣成为基督的时候，荣耀无比呀。
So it is so glorious for Jesus to become the Christ.
懂得的人呢，都会赞美呀。
And those who know what the truth would praise.
我们虽然是不没有那么热烈，但是弟兄姊妹，我们的心呢都被感动过。
And our hearts were all moved at one time or another.
都在主耶稣跟前低头着，主啊，主啊。
We all bowed before the Lord one time or another and say, Lord, Lord.
主耶稣，主耶稣，我爱你。
Lord Jesus, I love you.
主耶稣，我属于你。
Lord Jesus, I belong to you.
我情愿俯伏向你下拜。
I'm so willing to bow and worship you.
好多弟兄说，从前呢，我给谁下跪呢？现在我在主面前呢，愿意下跪。
And some brothers say that I never bow to anyone else, but now I'm so willing to bow before Jesus.
所以腓立比书第二章说呀。
And therefore in Philippians chapter 4.
万膝莫不屈服。
And every knee shall bow.
万口莫不称颂。
And every tongue shall confess.
口称耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
从一个最卑微的拿撒勒人。
And from the very base man who came from Nazareth.
身为至高的基督。
And he was exalted to be the highest, the Christ.
好，末了两节。
Last two verses.
十三节说，我又听见在天上、地下、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给做宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。四活物就说，阿们，众长老也服服敬拜。
Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that's in them singing, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and the power forever and ever. The four living creatures said, Amen.
就是、
and the elders fell down and worshipped.
这就是耶稣被称为基督啊。
And that is Jesus being exalted as the Christ.
高为基督。
He was anointed to be the Christ.
若是我是那个橄榄树，哎呀，我说阿门，阿门，阿门。
And if I were the olive tree, I would say Amen, Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天这些橄榄树，还是永远要高我们的主耶稣基督。
And brothers and sisters, we as olive oil shall anoint our Christ.
所以我们中间在教会中间没有一个人做主做头。
And so no one among us will be the Lord, the head in the church.
都尊我们的主耶稣基督是我们的主，是我们的头。
Because every one of us will exalt Jesus as our Lord.
只有他配。
And because only he is worthy.
而且这个膏油呢又是灵。
And this anointing is also the Spirit.
或是叫做圣灵。
Or the Holy Spirit.
今天这个灵呢又是在我们里边。
And this Holy Spirit is now within us.
所以圣经说我们里头啊有一个东西叫做恩膏。
Therefore the Bible says that there's anointing within us.
我们每一个一信主的时候就有一个灵圣灵在我们里面做印记。
And every one of us received the seal of the Holy Spirit.
你一旦信主了，你盖了印了。
And once you believe in the Lord, you are given a seal.
你跑不了了。
And you cannot escape anymore.
所以基督徒，你后悔来不及了。
So Christians, it's too late for you to regret.
这个圣灵印上去啊，跑不掉了。
Because the Holy Spirit had put the seal on you.
没有外科医生能给你割掉的。
There's no surgeon who can take away that seal.
你受了圣灵为印记。
Because you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
不但是个印记，而且是个膏油。
And not only is a seal, it is anointing.
它在里面呢，还会膏你，用油来抹你。
It is anointing within you.
不用别人来劝你，你自己，哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，啊，不对了，不对，不对了。
And you don't need anyone to scold you or telling you that you've done something wrong because you feel it.
你想离开主吗？那你说，哎，不要，不要，不要。
And if you want to depart from the Lord, the anointing in you will tell you not to.
我碰到一个弟兄，他隔三天两天他离开主了。
And I met a brother one time, and he was a person who just departed from the Lord every so often.
到主的面前又哭了，主啊，我不对，我不该离开你。
And he would just cry before the Lord, Lord, I should not have depart from you.
又回来了。
And he returned to the Lord.
过几天他又跑掉了。
And after a few days, he would run away again.
又回来了。
And he would return again.
他没有法子，是里头有个东西。
And he couldn't help it because there's anointing in him.
你跑不到哪里去，他里面就，哎，又感动你。
You cannot run far without this moving of the anointing within you.
这就是那个膏油在我们里头工作。
And that is the effect working of the anointing within us.
什么时候我们愿意侍奉主？
And whenever we're willing to serve the Lord.
在教会里面。
Within the church.
尽上我以那一小份。
And maybe I will offer up my portion of it.
他里头就觉得舒服。
And the anointing within me will be comforted.
有时候也很受气。
But sometimes we'll be angry.
教会弟兄姊妹也不都是天使。
Because not all brothers and sisters are angels in the church.
有时候也气得叫你真是气得不来了。
And sometimes you'll be so angry that you don't want to come.
但是所以你不走啊，就是因为有这个油。
But the reason why we have not departed because this anointing in us.
是基督一面是高大无比。
And therefore, Christ on one hand is so great.
一面呢就做我们里面的一个膏油。
And on the other hand became the anointing within us.
教们说，哎，还是侍奉主好。
And we will confess, well, it is better to serve the Lord.
这就是我的本分。
Because that is my portion.
这就是我的人生意义。
That is the meaning and significance of my life.
我这一生啊，没有空空的过去。
And I did not spend my life in vain.
非常的充实。
It was fulfilling.
就是因为啊，基督也是我们的里面的膏油。
Because this Christ is also the anointing within us.
今天我想就说到这里。
And that will conclude my sharing tonight. Shall we bow our head and have a prayer?
我们的主啊，我们不知道了怎样的赞美称主你。
Our Lord, we do not know how we should praise and thank you.
你才是万主之主，万王之王。
You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
全宇宙都在你的掌握之下。
That all the universe is within your control.
明天如何都在你的手中。
And tomorrow is in your hands.
不需要我们挂虑。
We do not need to worry.
但是另一面我们更赞美你。
But on the other hand, we praise you even more.
你今天也在我们里面做我们的生命。
Because today you are the life within us.
虽然是我们不能做什么。
Even though that we do not do anything.
但是我们觉得我们人生蛮有意义。
But we feel our life is so fulfilling.
因为我们有基督。
Because we have Christ.
我们也有人生的目的。
We have the purpose of life.
主啊，就求你加强我们里面的膏油。
Lord, strengthen and increase the anointing in us.
叫我们在地上是尽我们的本分。
That we will do according to our portion.
能得着上好的福分。
And to receive the greatest blessing.
有个最好的人生意义。
And the greatest meaning of life.
做一个喜乐的人。
And to be a person that's filled with joy.
求你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, will you bless your own word?
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.